You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The Biden administration spent August focused on pulling the U.S. military out of Afghanistan and attempting to quell the Delta variant. Now it's September. The White House is hoping to turn to its economic agenda. Marketplace's Andy Euler's on the line with more of those priorities.
Yeah, that's right, David. The White House is looking to pass more than $4 trillion in domestic spending, which that includes that bipartisan infrastructure bill that Biden is arguing is even more pressing after Hurricane Ida devastated the Gulf Coast and left some of the Northeast flooded. Now, he approved major disaster declarations up north, and he's also touring the damage in New York and New Jersey today. And you know that he's going to be pushing that Build Back Better agenda in the process, right?
And the bulk of the spending would come as a budget reconciliation package, it's called, with a price tag of some $3.5 trillion with a T, but it sounds like some are worried about spending too much.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That spending would effectively direct toward different social programs, things like family services, health, lots of environmental programs. Now, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, he's a pivotal Democrat whose vote is key to getting anything through the Senate. He's already said that he's worried about the government racking up so much debt. But the Biden team is confident that he's going to be persuaded. Now, Biden's also continued to argue for a higher corporate tax rate to help pay for community college, paid family leave, the expansion of a child tax credit as well.
But in terms of capturing the spotlight, Afghanistan and pandemic, these are not going away.
That's exactly right. They're not. And it's really Biden's hope that he can shift focus to his economic priorities. But that could be easier said than done, especially after two important pieces of the COVID-19 relief package just ran out. The federal moratorium on evictions is over. And just yesterday, almost 9 million people lost their unemployment benefits.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.